Worst thing about the music and musicians that came out of the 80s is that most people, when they see that people like Echo and the Bunnymen are still around now, think, wow, those guys still play music. All of those guys were supposed to be flashes in the pan, one-hit wonders, the ones that were not supposed to return, the derelicts, the ones that could only pull it off once, the ones that were supposed to go to sleep in the 90s, the ones that were supposed to take a long hibernation in the knots. Instead, they're the ones that surprise everybody when their career comes back. As the 80s resurge and the musicians continue their heroin and their cocaine, their excess and their alcohol, or not, maybe veggies, maybe clean houses, white sheets, no cigarettes, fat-free, low-fat butter, everything healthy so they can run around on stage. But yet, the questions will still swirl. Those guys are still around. So, when Oingo Boingo and Cyndi Lauper come back together and tour through a city near you, you can stop wondering, because the 80s are never going to leave. Except for the echoish din of Reagan shouting about supply side and how we're going to revolutionize the world while your neighbor sits with a piece of the Berlin Wall on their mantle and dreams and wishes they were back in the 80s so they'd never have to hear about Nixon again.